Okay, I've got to
Love
start.
Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So it's time for you to sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverage, and see what kind of messages we're going to get today. And we will start out by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love. Okay, DC, I'm pressing buttons. Hold on.
There you go. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
It's so nice to hear your voice. I did have a little bit of technical difficulty this morning, so I'm glad to be here. It's been a little crazy. But I will start off by introducing myself. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, a radio show host, and I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, Joan threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me a while, but I did realize that it is really a divine connection that Joan and I have. She's left the door open, and others have walked through this beautiful space, and it's given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has also provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background had been in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force I now belong to. As well, it is the back in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am trying to do two things at once. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, a speaker, and a author. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they get to live in solutions and manifest their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll find pictures of us both and Learn More buttons under those pictures. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there that I've learned over the years and that I'm more than happy to share with others. And you may just find something that resonates for you. So now it is time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing, Barbara, I was guided to read a beautiful little prayer. It's still Prayer for Divine Surprises, and it was written by Michelle Milady. Angels of joy, please fill my life with divine surprises, both big and small. Open my mind and heart to miracles and rewards. May you grant my precious spirit the willingness to receive life's wonders and unforeseen treasures. As I become receptive, help me release any expectations about how and when they will manifest. Grant me the faith that the universe is in charge of this unfolding abundance. May I accept all blessings with a grateful heart. Fill me with appreciation for every reminder of the joy and happiness Spirit created for me to experience. As I accept each gift, may I know I am expecting Spirit's love. And with that being said, I now have a little message. My computer's acting up. Hold on. Okay. They're wonderful when they work, right, Barbara?
Yes.
Okay. So the next message that I have is a message from the angels. Blessings, beloved ones. We, your guardian angels, are here to provide loving guidance as well as to help you shine light upon any situation or concern, bringing a greater clarity and awareness that is needed. We will help you to prepare for the choices that are before you. We are always connected and will send you the confirmations you need through your thoughts, intuition, dreams, as well as synchronicities that occur during your waking state. Align now and raise your vibration to match your intentions and have faith and trust that as you remain positive, everything will go according to your divine life plan. Opportunities will begin to present themselves. Everything is shifting and returning to perfect balance. So keep pushing forward and remember, you can change any situation that no longer resonates with your highest good. And when you pray, you send your intentions out to the universe. It is heard immediately, and it is answered. Trust that your prayers will come to fruition, sometimes in the most unexpected ways. And please give yourself permission to be all that you can be. Take time to discover new aspects of yourself and be willing to step up to new levels of awareness. Do activities that bring you joy, and as you do, you open yourself to receive more positive energy, which in turn will help you to pursue your life's purpose with passion. Beloved ones, each of you have guardian angels that are right at your side right now as I'm speaking, and ready and happy to support you in any way possible. Please be open to receiving their guidance. And do not be afraid to live life to your fullest potential. As light workers, you are asked to step onto your path and be of service to humanity. We are all connected. Be an earth angel now and share your love. Are you ready to respond to your call? Hold loving thoughts and walk through each day with love, compassion, and joy in your heart. You have incarnated during this lifetime for a reason. It is now time to focus on your divine mission. As you lovingly become of service to others, miracles will occur. We will be with you every step of the way. We love you, your guardian angels. And I have another message, and it's from Jesus. Hello, beloved ones. I wanted to take this time to connect with you. I was wondering if there's anything that you'd like to discuss with me. You know you never have to make an appointment. And you can think of me as one of your dearest friends, and I always have only the best interest in mind for you. The first thing that I want to ask is you now be still. In the silence, you're going to hear me speak. Go within, reaching the depths of your soul. Take a few deep breaths and feel the love within your heart. And breathe out all that is not love. Know that I am here with you and we are one. There is never separation. In fact, separation is just an illusion. Connect with your love and your light. You are illuminating the world around you with your divine spark. Beloveds, you are souls having a human experience. Raise your vibration now. Connect with source energy. Envision the life that you are longing for. Every word, every thought, or action is going to help you to create your future. Use your imagination and create the best life possible. You become what you believe, so please dream big. You have within you all the tools that are necessary. Connect with the magic and don't let anything hold you back. Expect only the very best. You have the ability to manifest miracles, and the universe believes in you. Your requests are never denied. The universe always says yes. You are here to enjoy your life and to live a life you love. It's never too late to start over. You can change directions whenever you choose to do so. Life is a never-ending process. Write your story now the way you envision it. Embrace your joy and do whatever it is that makes your heart sing. You have the ability to do anything. Please, don't be afraid. And don't be afraid to make mistakes. After all, in reality, there are no mistakes. Whatever you choose will bring you closer to where you want to be. And every person or event teaches you something. Accept things now as they are, instead of seeing them as good or bad. Everything is relative and needed to help you accomplish your soul mission during this lifetime. And with that being said, try to understand the circumstance. Take a step back and just breathe. Nothing can change if you don't take the time to see things a little closer. The key is to look at one thing at a time. When you take the time to really look, the things you look at really do change. And as your heart becomes properly aligned, it becomes easier to connect with me. Your desires are my desires for you. And the more aware you are, you're going to realize how everything impacts your life. So please pay attention to your thoughts and to your actions, and never ever stop believing in yourself. If you need a little bit of help, please call upon me. I'm still in the miracle working business, and never underestimate my hands and your plans. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. So don't let one bad day keep you from having the best day of your life, and don't be afraid to live your life. Follow your heart, and happiness will follow you, and don't be afraid of failure. Live your life in a way that makes you happy. And the secret to a happy life is to start today and believe in the endless possibilities that are before you. Appreciate all that you've been given and make the most of each day. Maintain an attitude of gratitude and recognize the love that is in everything, because gratitude leads to happiness, and this is where you have your divine connection. Celebrate every moment of your life. Celebrate the people who love you. There is always something to celebrate. Live with compassion, and please set goals. Be happy. Every moment you have a choice to choose your experience, and whatever you do, do it with love. Enjoy being here right now and believe you can, and you're halfway there. Well, I think that's enough for now. Enjoy your day, and remember, I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, that's what I have for today.
Thank you, DC. That's wonderful. Okay, let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Beloveds, we want you to relax. We want you to accept your own life. And we know that for some of you, when we say these words, the first thoughts that pop into your mind is, no, I cannot accept this. This is not acceptable. We want you to understand that in order for you to make the changes that you want to make in your life, you first have to stop fighting your own life. When you accept your life, you give yourself the freedom to change, because it shifts your focus. It shifts you out of that belief that you've got to fight so hard to make things better, and put you into the energy where you are allowing your life to become what you prefer. We know that sometimes these little differences are kind of vague and difficult to really understand. But we want you to understand. When you are fighting something, the focus that you have on that is actually making it bigger. Because what you focus on is what you are feeding. It is what you are attracting. It is what is growing. The universe, the creator, God, whatever terminology you prefer, doesn't really have an opinion of what is right or wrong. It simply provides you with what you are focusing on. So if you are focusing only on what is wrong, then it is your choice that is making what is wrong bigger. If you stop fighting and you just accept what is, and then you start focusing on what you prefer, then the universe brings you what you prefer. It makes it bigger. So think about that whenever you are recognizing that you are thinking something that you really don't want. It's an opportunity for you to stop those thoughts, for you to step back and to give it some space, and then to focus on what you truly desire. And that is how you create those desires. Don't wait for the universe, the creator, whomever it is you believe in, to save you. You don't need to be saved. That is not how you are seen by us. We do not look at you and think, oh my gosh, we need to fix everything wrong with this person. We look at you and we love you. And we assist you with whatever it is you are focusing on. So make sure you are focusing on what you actually want in your life. And if you don't want it, stop focusing on it. Stop thinking about it. Stop obsessing about it. Stop creating it over and over and over. You are a powerful creator. You truly are. And your thoughts create. Your feelings create. Your emotions create. So when you look at your life, if you see it is not filled with what you actually prefer to experience, then look at your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and see what you are creating and make a change. Change is a wonderful opportunity for growth for each and every one of you. Do not forget that. Do not forget your power. Do not forget your ability to create. We love you. And we see you as absolutely wonderful, even when you see yourself as absolutely horrible. So don't sit and wait for us to change you, because we don't see any need to. Focus on what you would prefer to experience and allow those preferences to come into your life. It's your choice. Okay. That's what he wanted to share with us today.
Wonderful. That was beautiful.
All right, so it is now time for our callers who have a question to press the number 1 on their key, on their, telephones, that's what they are, and put that symbol on my studio board. And people in the chat room, I'm still trying to get that chat room to open. So I don't know if we're going to be able to use the chat room today. I've been trying for, how long have we been on? 12 minutes.
Thank goodness.
So I don't know if that's ever going to happen. So if you really have a question, you might want to call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. 716-5045. And again, if you're in the phone line list, then don't forget to press the number 1. All right. And I'm waiting for someone to press the number 1.
Oh, my goodness.
She called in. Don't be shy. It's okay. All right, we've got a number 1. Yay! And it's someone we know. It's the beautiful, joyous Helena.
Hello, sweeties. I thought I pressed it. So,
hi, Helena.
Hello. Hey, I kind of want to work something out in my head with you guys, probably almost asking you to be my conscience. Oh. My ink pen's all over the place. I have a little bit of extra money, and I'd like to buy a computer. And the recycle place may have, they have some computers now, and one might be right for me. But the other thing that is also happening is my second rent at the second place I stay is due. So am I being that much of a skunk if I find the right computer? Sorry for all the noise. Maybe I can go someplace a little more quiet. If I buy a computer, if I find one that's right for me today or tomorrow, am I being a skunk by making him wait longer for this rent?
Helena, I didn't get a yes or no. I'm just getting that the fear and unlimited thinking are just, going to keep producing more of the same. Okay.
Yeah.
So just, focus on what you want, and not, don't focus on the negatives, and just keep your mind focused on things in life is what I'm getting. You know, that you, And I'm getting the word miracle around you. When you're in alignment with, you know, with your highest and best, you're going to see that miracles are going to, you know, they're going to occur, okay? And
that would be nice.
Yes, and just trust that, you know, that Jesus has a perfect solution for you, okay?
Okay.
Even if you can't
all
imagine,
right,
you know, how am I going to get this computer? How am I going to be able to pay my rent and everything? I'm getting a miracle is manifesting right now for you, okay? And it's going to come in a way that you're not even expecting, okay? So you've got to remember that you're not doing this alone. You're in partnership with the divine, okay? And I'm hearing Helena, remember, all is well, okay?
Mm.
So just, you're co-creating, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have these beautiful results if you let the divine completely work magic.
Okay.
So Mary is holding you in her loving embrace, and she's giving you, you know, some emotional comfort and some healing that you need. Remember that I'm here with you as well. And I'll give you the guidance of little nudges that are necessary.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Well, it's time for you to just sort of ginger say, Mom, her brain is, like, tired, you know? So Ginger's saying, Helena, you got to rest and let your brain have some peace, okay?
Okay.
And when you just, like, maybe just think about something else, you know, don't think about the computer right now, don't think about, you know, the rent, and just maybe if you can just think about something else, listen to, like, nice spot music or take a walk. If you give your little, give your brain a little break, take care of yourself, and you're going to...
CC there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I couldn't for a while. Give your brain a little break. You're gonna, and then no more DC.
Okay, your brain a little break is what Ginger was saying. Get outside maybe, take a walk, or just listen to some soft music, close your eyes, and just breathe. And you've already put that intention out there. Let the divine come in and work its magic to help you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's new experiences coming for you. You're going into, like, uncharted territories here, Helena, okay?
Yes.
There's going, and Ginger, she's got to get ready for the new adventures that are coming her way. So just, you know, get all excited about all the new beginnings that are coming your way, okay? And I'm getting your, you know, you've got to take that first step, and you're going to, everything is, okay?
Okay.
So please don't be worried, like I said, about the computer. You've got to have faith, okay, because... Like I said, Jesus is with you. And this is sort of like a little test to see how you do when things aren't going, you know, your way exactly. But everything does resolve itself in a divinely ordered way, Helena. Okay?
Yeah.
You're just going
yeah.
to have faith, and we're just going to stay on that beautiful path that you're on, Helena. Okay? Try to stay in the present moment, here, in the now, because that's all we really have, okay? And
mm-hmm.
you're saying, don't try to get far into the future, Helena. Okay?
Okay.
Just, you know, try to find the joy in each day, and there's blessings within each day, okay? And I'm getting, like you said, getting things are going to work out for you. You've got to see, you know, you've got to see what you want and just put it in this, like, put it like a bubble of light with Ginger. And you're going to get everything that you want, and because you truly deserve it, Helena, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ginger's
okay.
saying today, Helena, just choose to focus on only what you want. Wanting, not what you don't want, okay? It's very important. But only
okay.
what you want. And she's asking you to affirm every day that I see the solution to all my problems. Okay?
All right.
So,
thank you.
Don't be worried and stuff because it's only going to just, you know, keep you from getting things. and Ginger's saying, you know, live your life with passion and a positive attitude and let the divine, you know, partner with you and help you with what you're wanting. Okay, get rid of those negative thoughts. Okay? And I'm getting, like, all this stuff that you're worrying about, Ginger sort of has this big shovel and she's just shoveling out. You know, it's going to be removed, okay? And she's saying,
right.
Helena, girlfriend, changes around money, you know? Just stay in the present moment and just know that life is going to get better and better. You know, every day it's going to get better and better. And she's saying, you have such beautiful natural leadership qualities, and that's going to bring you cha-ching, cha-ching. She's showing me, like, you know, dollars flying, like, floating down from heaven, Helena. okay?
All right.
So she says, please, girlfriend, keep your emotions in check, okay? Everything's moving in a positive direction for you, okay? And just know that you're the creator of your life's experiences. And that's what we have on this. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Helena. God bless you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I have all this stuff I want to say, but I'm supposed to let Jesus talk, so I'm going to... Ooh, he gave me permission to say what I want to say. Okay. So one of the first things that popped into my head when you were talking about this whole situation is that you have it set up that it has to be either or, which means you've limited how this can be because it has to be one way or the other. If you remove the limitation, then you can have both. So start saying to yourself that you will have everything that you need. You will have everything that you need. When you start believing that, then you actually start allowing things to miraculously come into your life. And this really does work because I do it, and it really does work. And it works with anything, including money. So start allowing yourself to accept that you are provided for. And anytime you have a thought coming up saying, oh my gosh, I need blah, 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 and I don't have it, then you would immediately switch that and say, I will have what I need. And you will let the other thoughts go. So you are making this change in your life. Okay, I think that's all I wanted to say. Now let me see if Jesus wants to say. My beloved, you are provided for. We provide for you as much as you will allow us to provide for you. So listen, Divine Grace, change your way of thinking. That really does change your life. When you allow yourself to accept that you are loved, and that it is okay for you to have whatever it is you have decided that you need in your life, then you give yourself permission and you give us permission to help you. When you are thinking about, I don't have, I don't have, I don't have, you are taking away our permission to help you. We cannot give you something if you are saying you don't have it. We have to provide what you are willing to accept. And when you are saying you don't have it, you are saying you cannot accept it. We want you to understand this. Because this is so important in your life. This is so important in everything that you do. You often put in the thought that you don't, you can't. And whenever you are doing that, you are limiting us. We can't give you more if you are saying you can't have it. Even if we did give it to you, you wouldn't see it. You wouldn't recognize it because you are the energy of you don't have it. You need to get out of that energy. And we are helping you right now. The angels are working to clear you of those thoughts, those patterns, those cycles. We want you to allow this to happen. And from this moment forward, start saying, it will be provided. I will have it. Everything is fine. Everything is working for my favor. I am receiving everything that I need. And as you are saying that over and over, you are giving us permission to provide it to you. And this will make a huge difference in every aspect of your life. So we ask you to seriously start changing your thoughts and start accepting that you can have whatever you prefer. And we don't have any limits on that. It is whatever you pick for. Are you willing to make that change?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Working on you right now.
Keep working. That's all I can say. Oh, God. All right. Thank you both.
Helena, I have to tell you, Ginger was singing a song while Barbara was giving her beautiful reading. She was singing the song Roar by Katy Perry.
Oh, I don't know. But
first off, I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess, so I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. And it goes on, and then all of a sudden you start roaring like a lion. You're going to roar like a lion, you know? So please Google that song. It's Roar, R-O-A-R, by Katy Perry, and she just shows me, like, you're that beautiful person, and you're going to roar, you know?
Cool. Thank you for that.
Roar, and everybody is going to hear you roar, Helena. You're amazing. Okay? So just look that up and make that your song today, because you're going to float like a butterfly and a bee. You've earned your stripes, and you went from zero to being your own.
Thanks. Yeah, I guess that is kind of taking place, but it's with some frustrations in between. You know,
Don't focus on the frustrations.
All right.
Only focus on what you prefer.
All right.
And as I said in the beginning with Jesus' message that I gave and stuff, you know, don't say anything is good or bad. It just is, Helena, okay?
Yeah.
But look
so
at the song
for your
and
computer.
Do it, and you know what? You're going to be like, it's going to get you where you're like, you're going to get that oomph back in there in your steps, Ginger, saying you're amazing. You're going to see how amazing you really are.
Thank you. Thank you both.
So when you call in next time, we're going to wait to hear your roar.
Okay. I growl a lot, so now it's time to stop growling and roaring.
And roaring. That's right. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that has been coming up more with some people around that are just like disrespectful and full of it. I have given it back to them, but maybe not enough. I guess time for some attitude.
Well, it's time for you to stand in your power. That's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah. And your power. You're that mighty lion, Helena. And you could be loving and strong at the same time.
Oh, yeah. It's not out of meanness.
But you need healthy boundaries, Helena.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, you guys.
You are welcome.
Have a blessed.
Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 862.
Hi, who's this? Good morning. This is Jackie. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. How about you?
Hi. Just a morning, getting up, day off, and I'm just trying to sort out some things. I just want to see what you see with everything that's going on.
Okay, is there a particular question, or is this just in general?
I'm trying to move forward with my life, but, you know, I am a caregiver in more sense of the words, even in my profession, and it can be overwhelming, and I'm just trying to see if there's any pitfalls I could avoid moving forward.
Okay, Jackie, the first thing that I'm getting, this is DC, is use your positive thoughts, your words, and your visions to really create the life that you desire. Okay? Because all of this it's all interconnected, okay? You've got to stay positive and focused on just what you're desiring. if you find yourself like slipping a little bit and getting into like a negative pattern, just stop and start over with a positive affirmation. Okay? Don't let negativity come in and bring it down and keep you from being the person you're meant to be. Get clear on your intentions. And just, you know, smile and laugh today. It's your day off. Do something fun. And, you know, when you hug people and different things like that, you raise the vibration around you. You're an amazing person, okay? And I'm getting, you know, a little bit of forgiveness may be needed right now. You've got to forgive yourself and others, you know, for something that, you know, may have happened. The past is the past, and there's nothing that we can do to change it, Jackie. So we don't want to hold on to anything from the past like the pain. We're going to take the burden off your shoulders, and we're going to let go of it. We're going to, you know, whatever the situation is, whatever comes to mind, just forgive it or forgive the person and allow the angels to take that to heaven. And, you know, just know that everyone did the best they could with what they had at that moment. And this is going to help you to, you know, to forgive yourself and forgive others and take back your power and move forward with love and grace in your heart. Okay? This is a day that you're asked to raise your vibration. I'm seeing there's a loved one coming in spirit and sending love to you as well, Jackie. Okay? Be open-minded in regard to, you know, changing your situation. And I'm getting do what you love, and the money is going to follow, hun. Okay? This is a time right now. Now, yesterday, Wednesday, was it's a new, like, beautiful period of energy where you really have to get straight on your intentions. This is a time for you to break free from any constraints that are holding you back and really doing what really brings you true happiness. And the angels are saying, Jackie, you know, you've waited long enough. You know? Your life purpose is about to reveal itself in a big way. And your life purpose does not need to be your full-time job or career, but it does need to be a part of your everyday life. And as you honor that purpose, life is going to become more synchronistic, more joyful, and you're going to be able to take care of better care of yourself and to serve others as well on the planet. So do not fear anything, Jackie. Do not fear the changes that are happening, and they're going to, you know, come in a positive way, and they're going to occur in divine time and order. If there's any unhealthy situations in your life, you're asked to walk away from them, follow your passion, explore different options. And I am getting that there is a career change coming for you in your future, hon. Mother Mary is asking that you allow yourself to feel the fuller range of emotions. And she's saying, Jackie, especially love. She's asking that you spend less time thinking and analyzing and just spend a little bit more time feeling and try to open your heart more. And she's showing me that you may have some fear about being emotionally hurt, and she's with you to support and comfort you and guide you. And to really help to open yourself up to experiencing love, and which is so essential for everyone. So she's asking that you make the conscious choice now to risk being hurt and drop your emotional defenses. Just be you, be real, be vulnerable, and allow others now to get to know the real Jackie. Mother Mary and Archangel Michael are with you now, and they are going to act as shields so that you can be open and know that you are protected, Jackie. Okay? And just please step out of the way and surrender like any need right now to control everything. Jesus is with you, and allow his healing love to flow through you and your situation. Okay, you've been praying for help and direction and everything, and it's now time to allow heaven to come in and assist you. Allow Jesus' love, his wisdom, you know, to really help you with the situation, and release any unhealthy components of, you know, your relationship maybe with Mother Mary, the angels, Jesus, and just have faith. You're going to have faith on this, and there's going to be a solution on the horizon, Jackie, okay? You've been having anxiety about everything, and anxiety is coming in because you're not trusting in divine order and divine timing, okay? So we don't want to be like the script writer in this situation. Just relax and allow Jesus to guide you, you know, where you need to be. Okay, you're going to have a beautiful life purpose that you're opening up to. There is going to be a career change. And when you do what you love, I'm getting the money is going to follow. okay? And this is going to be an opportunity, Jackie, for you to work at a job that you really, really love, okay? And, you know, your financial stability, it does depend on the satisfaction that you get from your career, okay? Keep affirming that I am attracting wonderful and loving friendships and opportunities, because you are. Okay? And the financial horizon, I'm seeing the horizon, there's a sunrise and everything, there's a pot of gold at the, you know, at the end of the rainbow. It looks very promising, and just feel it now, Jackie. And I'm even getting, you may get some surprise money that you weren't even thinking about, okay? So allow your beautiful energy to be open and flowing into every area of your life, Jackie. It's going to be totally amazing. Okay, so please just for now, just go with the flow. And just know that there is like a divine plan for you, so don't fight it. And just if, when you go with the flow, you're going to see how easily everything just happens. You've been sort of forcing your way through life for a little while, and I got that for quite a while myself. I get it every now and then. Stop trying so hard and just let things happen. And when we give up like control, you know, sometimes we find out that things happen in ways that, you know, we couldn't dream possible, and everything could be better than we could have imagined, okay? So life is not supposed to be hard, Jackie, so please go with the flow and allow yourself to get where you need to be, okay? Relax for today and enjoy your day, okay? And that's what I have for you, hon.
I thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
Barbara?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, Jackie. So Jesus wants to do a little healing work on you while he's talking to you. So he's sending this host of angels to work with you right now and with anyone else who is in the same sort of situation. Caregivers are a wonderful group of people who are always giving, giving, giving of who they are in order to help others. And they don't do a good job of receiving. They don't allow themselves to receive the love and the gratitude that's coming from the people that they're working with. They don't allow themselves to receive money. They don't allow themselves to receive assistance because they feel like they always have to be the giver. And so that puts them out of balance. And your energy is out of balance. So I'm going to let Jesus talk to you, and the angels are going to work on bringing you back into balance. And listen to what he says, because it's really important for you to get this. Okay, here we go. My beloved, you have a beautiful heart, and your heart is open to others, and you give to them, and you give to them. And you give to them. We want you to open your heart to yourself. We want you to allow yourself to receive the love, to receive the money, to receive whatever it is that is coming to you. We want you to remember that we love, we give, and we do. But we never give to the extent that it causes us damage, because we also love ourselves. So many caregivers don't understand this. They believe that it is their duty to suffer, to sacrifice, to do for everyone, everything. We never do that. We never forget ourselves. And we want you to start noticing yourself. We want you to start paying attention to how you feel, what you need, what you want. We want you to open your heart to you. And the angels are helping you with this now. They are clearing these barriers and blocks that you have placed around your ability to receive, so that your heart is open to giving and to receiving, so that you can achieve that balance in your life, so that you know you are loved you are valued and that you can love and value yourself first and foremost. It's not a matter of doing everything for everybody else and thinking, okay, when I die, I'll go to heaven for this. You get to decide while you are living right now, in this moment, that you can be blessed, that you deserve the good in life right now. It's not a matter of waiting until you die. It's a matter of living right now. So we want you to open to the good things in life. And yes, there are good things in your life right now. You may not be aware of it, but they are there. It's time for you to let go of the need to sacrifice yourself. We don't want you to sacrifice yourself. We see the amazing beauty within you, and we want you to have an amazing life, a life that is filled with love in every single moment. So don't forget yourself. From this moment forward, always consider yourself. It's okay to say no. It really is. And it's okay to love yourself. It's okay to pamper yourself. To take your phone and turn it off. And just spend time enjoying your own life. You do not need to save and rescue everyone in the world. You really don't. They are fine. They will learn what they need to learn. They will save themselves. Don't forget about you. And we are filling you with this divine love right now so that you can feel the love that is there for you. We don't ask anything in return. We simply love you because we love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. And really, I am at that place where I'm tired of giving.
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of takers, and no one wants to do what they're supposed to do. They're just dependent, and I don't want to be someone that's codependent, you know?
Yeah. And if you are always giving and not receiving, you are creating more and more of that dependency. And that's not what you want to have in your life.
It isn't what I want. I mean, I want to be a good person, but at the same time, I don't want to be taken advantage of because it seems to have been the story of my life. And just when I'm ready to put things back in order, I have other people's problems that land in my lap. I mean, and it's usually people who I allow close to me, like my immediate family. My extended family are definitely psychologically abusive and they're manipulative. But I'm now seeing it in my own household with a son that I know he needs help and I'm trying to guide him, but he doesn't seem to be accepting the lessons. He doesn't seem to be accepting the wisdom, and it lands right in my lap. I mean, I could be in my bed sleep and have to jump up out my bed to deal with a problem. So, you know, I'm looking forward to taking care of myself and doing for myself, but the problems seem to still follow me. And
One of the things that Jesus really wants you to understand is that the only person you are responsible for is you. That's it. You are not responsible for anybody else. Other people's problems are other people's problems, and you do not have to solve them, not even for your son. You don't have to do it. That is not your responsibility. That's why they keep landing in your lap. Because you're willing to allow them to. Okay, let me see if I can put this in something other than the way it's been said. I used to be a rescuer. I was raised in a family where, you know, my parents were always trying to rescue people. And so I grew up thinking that that was normal. I was supposed to rescue people. And I reached a point where I realized that as long as I was willing to rescue people, there were always at least 10 people waiting to be rescued. And I didn't want to do it anymore. And so in order for me to stop doing it, I had to step back and I had to tell the people in my life, including the people in my family, if you have an issue and you want to talk about it, I'm here. But if you want me to fix your problems, I'm not going to do it. And I still have a few people who call me up, and I'll say to them, if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it, but I'm not going to fix your problem. I'm not going to ride in on the white horse and wave the magic wand and make everything better. Because if I do that, then they'll simply have another problem. And they won't know what to do about it because they've never had to deal with it. So rescuing them was not actually helping them. It was actually keeping them in the cycle of needing to be rescued. So think about that whenever you are, you know, racing in to solve someone's problems. Realize that when you solve their problem, you are giving them more problems, and you're giving yourself more problems too. Does that help?
Yes, it does help.
Good. And it does
and
work.
And Jackie, this,
you know.
Barbara, I just wanted to tell her, I was hearing Aretha Franklin's song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Respect.
Mm-hmm.
So please hear that song, and you've got to find out what it means to you, honey, okay?
All right. Thank you, DC. Thank you, my love.
God bless
you. I get it.
Okay, Jackie, so treat yourself with respect, love yourself, and let other people deal with their own problems.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
And Barbara, Ginger says that you sing better than I do. She wants you to sing that song.
I actually know it well.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can sing it. Jackie,
sing it.
Go ahead. I'll just sing it.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. I know it. Respect me. Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I've always wanted that respect. And I think, you know, that's something that I try to instill even in my children. And, you know, people always tell me that my children have such, you know, great respect. And then when I saw one of them just losing his own self-respect, he created an environment where people want to disrespect me. And I can't get him to understand that. When you lose your self-respect and your dignity, you don't just hurt you. You hurt your family as well.
Yes.
You know, and that's something that, like, respect is something that you got to feel within, you know. And
exactly.
Then you could also, you know, be respectful to others. I don't like disrespectful people. I deal with a lot of disrespect every day in my job, and I don't like it. And this is coming from young people. You know, it does something to me when I see the blatant disrespect. And I believe everyone is supposed to respect their home and respect themselves, regardless of what. If somebody taught you respect, you're supposed to know respect. And he's very disrespectful, you know.
Well,
and
you
I mean,
just make sure that you are showing that respect
more than
in
one
everything
place.
That you
very.
Do.
Yeah, and set those healthy boundaries, Jackie. You know, you've got to set healthy boundaries, hon.
See, how it is right now, if I had one place to go, I would just leave and leave them here. Yeah. Just leave them here and go somewhere else. That's the only way it seems like I can have healthy boundaries. To go someplace where I don't know someone and they don't know me and just start all over again because they don't understand.
Well, if you start living that respect where you are, you will find that things will change. Because if you stop allowing people to think that you are going to be there to, you know, for their, to be their doormat is the image I'm getting, then they'll stop trying to wipe their feet on you because they'll no longer see you that way. It may take them a little while, but it starts with you. It starts with you saying no. It starts with you saying to people who are being disrespectful, I'm not going to deal with this, and walking away from the situation. When you stop allowing people to treat you in a particular way, they stop treating you that way. But it has to start with you and your acceptance of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
So stop looking at them and look at you. And whenever they are doing something, see what that means to you. See what they are teaching you. Make yourself the center of your life. You should be anyway. It's not about them. It's about you.
Could I ask you about the work? Because I've been in the same career for 19 years, and I'm vested in the system. I got about maybe 7 years before I'm fully able to retire. I do want to do something else. But the system is going through a lot of changes right now. Do you see the area that you see coming in, DC?
I'm just kidding. You've got to allow your creative side to really come forward, okay? And just think unlimited, okay? But I do feel that you are going to end this part of, you know, your story here, your career, and you're going to do something more uplifting and something wonderful. So you've got to focus on what you love to do. Find your joy. And when you find your joy, you're going to find that new career.
Okay.
Okay, so whatever it is that you love, start connecting. And that's where, you know, like I said, then, like I see, you know, a beautiful opportunity coming for you. It's going to be new. It's going to be exciting. And, you know, the money's going to be there as well. Okay?
Okay.
You really start, you've got to start connecting with your joy, and you've got a lot of assistance from the other side. You have a divine team with you; they'll help you with that too, okay? And you know, what is it that makes you happy? You know, I'm getting start journaling. That's going to help you too, you know. So please journal.
Okay, thank you. I did just buy two new journals the other day.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's
beautiful.
Time
and
for you to make
Barbara,
you the most important person in your life, Jackie.
Excuse me?
And Barbara, can you tell her about your automatic writing? I'm getting guided to say, please tell her about your automatic writing.
Oh, okay.
That you have on your website.
I'm teaching a class on automatic writing, but the instructions for automatic writing are on my website, and it's a way for you to ask questions of your guidance and get the answer right in that moment. And they just flow the answer through you, and you write it on a page. It's hard to explain, but it does work. And
could you repeat
that way,
the web?
Okay, go to divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says automatic writing. And at the bottom of that page are the actual instructions for doing the automatic writing. Read those over and give it a try. It tells you everything you need to know in order to do it. And if you have any questions, you can send me an email. My email address is on there too. And
okay. See
how that works for you. See how that feels for you. That way you can get your connection with your guidance and get the answers to your questions yourself right in that moment. Okay?
Okay, thank you. I see it now. I like the colors on your page as well.
Oh, I do too. I like color. Okay, and if you have any questions, you know, just send me an email and I'll be more than happy to answer, Jackie.
Absolutely. I just want to have one request, though. Could you send healing to my son and to my brother? I'm dealing with two people that have a lot of mental instability, substance abuse, and trauma, and I'm trying to help them, but I don't want to die in the process of helping them.
and you shouldn't. And they are being filled with this beautiful divine light right now so that they can make their choices about helping themselves instead of waiting for you to rescue them, because you're not supposed to rescue them. These are their lives and these are their choices. And they will continue to make the choices that they make until they realize that those are not good choices for them. And sometimes people never realize it in a particular lifetime. So your guidance really wants you to understand that it's not your job to save them. It is not your job to save them. And there's a part of you that doesn't like that answer at all. Okay,
no,
the angels are working on it, though.
My son is 19, and, you know, as a parent, I think I placed him in the wrong environment, and he picked up a lot of negativity and got involved with a lot of things. My brother is 50 now. I don't have to worry about him, but his actions have affected me financially and emotionally in more ways than one, and I'm not even around him, but things that he does is affecting me from a legal standpoint. And, you know, I would just like him to move on with his life. As far as my son, I wish my son would just listen and, you know, learn. I'm trying to help him because that's what parents do until they're able to stand on their own feet, but he's just not getting it. So I do ask for divine help with this because I can't do it anymore.
And they're saying that when you ask them for help, they do help, and they don't ask that you save him. This may be the hardest thing that a parent has to do, but sometimes you just have to stop helping. And it feels like this is the case with your son. You have to stop.
Let go and let God. Let go and let God. This isn't for you to, you know, change. Like Barbara was saying, you know, your life is about you. You focus on you and let God come in and help with the other problems.
Thank
you very much. It's important for you to trust that everything will be taken care of. It won't be done the way you believe that it should be done, which is why you need to step away from it. They very seldom do what you expect, but they always do what is best.
Well, thank you, ladies. You make my heart feel a little bit better.
Okay, Jackie, do the automatic writing and let them help you.
Okay.
And play.
So that you can change your life. And it will change your son's life and your brother's and everybody else that you're concerned about. But you
they're
have to work on
me,
you.
They're not giving me a chance to just take care of myself and move forward. They're constantly draining me.
The angels will teach you how to put it like a protective circle around yourself so that nobody else is draining you. They can only drain you if you allow them access to your energy. When you stop giving your energy to them, they can't drain you. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much, lady. Thank you, Barbara. And DC, love, you know I love you too.
Love you too, honey. God bless. And play that beautiful song.
I am going to play it.
Yes.
Okay, Jackie. Have a great day.
You too.
God bless.
Namaste.
Namaste, hon.
Okay, and our last caller is from area code 561.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, who's
this? This is
Hi,
Lena. How are you?
How are you?
Hi, Lena.
Okay. Hi. I wanted to see, I think I have a temporary job today, so I'm just having a lot of challenges because I found out my family was communicating with that man who's been harassing me. So that's a lot to deal with. I just feel so betrayed. I just think they figured I'd be, you know, I'm better off with a man, even though if he's abusive, at least I have a roof over my head. But, you know, they don't care that I don't like him. as a person, you know, and the man just still trying to force himself on me. He's posting fake jobs online, and I'm going, and I'm just, he's trying to stop me from getting work, and I don't know what the problem is. I mean, I don't know if the man's just looking for revenge, or if he just wants me to be destitute, so I turn to him. I mean, this is a really sick behavior, and this is not the type of man I want, and my family just, I had to, you know, block my sisters because they kept giving him information where I was going, what I was doing. Then he was sending people to harass me, to scare me, I guess. I mean, this is just not normal. And then they turn to me and they tell me that I'm crazy.
Okay, let's see what we're getting about all of this.
Lena, I'm getting, you know, just allow God and the angels to come in and to really help you with this situation, because you're trying to do it on your own. And when we do it on our own, fear comes in, your emotions are there, and it sort of, you know, it doesn't help you to deal with the situation in the right way, and you're becoming more and more exhausted and emotionally drained. So this is a time for you to just break away from this, allow God and the angels to come in, honey,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And you're going to see how everything is going to start to really fall into place. Let go, let God. And, you know, God can see everything from a heavenly vantage point and help you with this. And in regard to, you know, like work and everything, too, this is a strong period of manifestation for you. You
mm-hmm.
have the power. You have the knowledge. Lena, you can change your reality, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Try to stay focused and think about good things, things that, you know, that you're wanting, not what you're not wanting.
Right.
Okay? Because it's going to be, you know, in line with your desires. So you've got to make sure that you only focus on what you're wanting. Say positive
yeah.
affirmations and know that, you know, you have divine help out there to help you. And all your dreams can come true. And in regard to work, you know, you sort of feel like you're trapped a little bit. And there's a decision that you have to make for yourself, like for the next move. I'm getting, you know, just, you know, allow the angels to give you like a little, you know, a little bit of help as well in that area. And you're going to be able to make the right decisions, okay? Talk to the angels about what you're wanting. Don't talk again about anything negative, because negativity is going to hold you back in all areas of your life, Lena. Okay?
Yeah.
You have such beautiful qualities.
Why
and you
do
are
I
meant
always
to...
come up with these people that want to just destroy me?
Okay. Well, you just, you know what, you've got to let go, and you've got to ask the angels to help bring in people that are more in alignment with your energy, hun. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've tried to to block these people, to not associate with them, but it's kind of hard when they're your own family. You know what I mean? And
right. And that's where we, you know what, we send love to the situation. Okay, and ask the
mm-hmm.
angels to come in and help you to set these healthy boundaries. And when you do it in a loving way, Lena, you're going to see that, you know, they will eventually come around. They're going to see that you're doing it in a loving way, and they're going to honor you, you know, for that. But you've got to just don't judge them. Just, you know, allow God and the angels to help you to communicate. And start by communicating with your angels, okay? Please communicate with your angels, and they'll help you to communicate with everyone else. You've got a lot of anxiety, like, around this situation.
Yeah,
you've got
to
let anxiety. And let the angels come in and help you with that, Lena, okay? Because the angels are connecting with you. They're trying to give you messages, but there's so much anxiety, you're not even able to really hear what they're saying. You've got to let go of those fear-based thoughts that you're holding on to. Fear is getting in the way of you enjoying your life. It's getting in the way of you sleeping.
Yeah.
So you've got to, you know, let go of that, okay? Lena, you
yeah.
have a love
I
within
know.
Your heart. And
I don't know why I always attract darkness, though. I mean, it's like people get mad that I don't want them in my life. And then they try and revenge back at me because I don't want them in my life.
Okay, and the angels are saying, be mindful of the words that pass through your lips, hon, okay?
Yeah, I know. I write something and then I erase it because I get really, really angry and I can't express because people don't want to pick up the phone and talk. So I write something and then I erase it. And I mean, I don't know if it really helps to alleviate that tension, but.
Yeah. And you've got to, you know what, there are earth angels around you. That's what the angels are showing me. There are some people that are not out to get you, that are really trustworthy, they're honest, and they are earth angels, and they can help you in this situation, okay? So it's okay to trust some people, okay? And the angels will help you to find the ones that you can trust. And also, they can help you to really, like, see if the relationships you're attracting, if they're working out in a positive way for you as well. Okay, Lena, so just please allow, let go, let God, and let the angels in and let them help you to just really set healthy boundaries and communicate in a loving way while you're doing so. And like I said, if you start to say things like in a negative way, just stop yourself, because what you're saying is what you're attracting, so we don't want to attract anything negative, okay?
Yeah, I mean, is this man going to go away? I mean, I keep telling him, no, I'm not interested in you. I don't know what else to do. I mean, it's almost like stalking, harassment. I tried to explain this to my family, and I thought they understood, but I think that they feel like, at least if she has him on her side, that a man is better than being out there alone.
Okay, I'm getting someone's going to come in and help you. I don't know, who it is, Lena, but you've got to allow, like I said, the angels, and Mother Mary is coming in, and she wants to help you, because you really have to, be able to love yourself first and really, see how wonderful you are. Okay, and she's wrapping you in a beautiful blue blanket, and she wants you to just take time right now. Please, Lena, just honor your body, honor your emotions. And she's going to help you to see the situation through the eyes of love. And when you do, you're going to have something happen in all different areas of your life, okay? Be gentle with yourself and take time for you. And this is going to be a time of rebirth. Things are going to change for you, Lena, okay?
Okay.
So just look for that, let go and let God. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you.
Okay, Lena, I'm getting that we need to let Archangel Michael cut the ties, or ties to these people that want to control you. So,
yes,
I'm just going to say what they want me to say, and we'll work on that right now. So, are you willing to allow Archangel Michael to cut these ties?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, Archangel Michael is coming in with his blue flame sword of truth to lovingly cut all binding ties, hooks, threads, cords, attachments, and any other tie that may be limiting you in any way. These ties are now cut between yourself and the people who want to control you or rescue you. These binding ties, hooks, threads, and attachments are now lovingly cut by Archangel Michael with his blue flame sword of truth. They are completely and thoroughly cut, lifted, healed, dissolved, broken, and eliminated from every level of your multidimensional energy field. And so you are now willing to allow these limiting ties and attachments to be released into the love and the light. And they are being cut layer by 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 layer, by layer, by layer, by layer, by layer, by layer. These ties are lovingly cut throughout your entire vibrational field, layer by layer, 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 by layer. Yeah, there's a lot of layers. By layer, by layer, by layer, by layer, by layer, by layer.
Oh, my God.
Even the subtlest ties are cut, lifted, healed, and released and dissolved. Layer by layer, 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 by layer. And so just take a nice deep breath. Let all those layers just fall off of you. And Jesus wants you to know that you are holy, that you are one with all that is, and that you are loved. And you just release like 80 layers of garbage. So just let yourself adjust to this new freedom.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
I do feel better. It's funny, when you were saying that, I was getting a message. Maybe somebody else felt it too.
Maybe so.
Yeah. You think it could work that fast?
As soon as you start doing it, it starts working. Yeah. There's no time
delay.
Oh, wow.
Wow, maybe the other person must have felt me slipping away from them, and that's why they sent me that message.
And if you need to, you know, you can call on Archangel Michael and just have him keep cutting layer by layer by layer by layer. And I've done this with other people, and they feel a huge, some people feel a huge shift in their lives when they're feeling.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I don't know, to me, I always felt very different than the rest of my family, and I guess I'm realizing as I get older that I'm more spiritual, and that's the difference between me and them, is that I'm more enlightened and spiritual, and, you know, and they just are not there, and will never be there, and they don't want to accept me for who I am, so it's just, like you said, it's a constant control battle. And
yeah, but the only one that needs to accept you as you are is you.
Yeah, I know.
Not them. It's just you.
No, it's just,
so,
you know,
don't give them control in your life.
I mean, the last thing I hate to do is ask anybody for help, and they know that, and I don't know, to me, help and harming somebody are two different things, but to me, it seems like they do more of a hindrance than a help, to, you know, to try and give anybody any kind of assistance. It's almost borderline harassment.
And since you recognize that, then you can also recognize that you don't need to go to them for help, because it sounds like their help comes with a heavy load.
No.
That's what it feels like.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah, don't go to them
for
help. Don't even talk to them about that. And you may just not even talk to them for a while you are allowing yourself to accept that.
I mean,
you can expect your help to come from God, because God does
just
love you. And God will provide.
It just really hurt me that they were communicating with this man when they knew that he was really affecting my life, giving me a lot of anxiety, and making it harder for me to get on my feet. And I could never ever do that to my sister if I knew that there was a man harming her or bothering her that she didn't like. I wouldn't say, well, she's over here, or she's there, or she's doing this, and then I just don't know. It's such a disappointment.
Other people don't think like you do.
No.
Yeah, the angels
go ahead.
Are asking that you change your focus, hon. Just focus on you, on your beautiful divine life purpose, and being of service to others, and the other stuff is just going to work itself out. So it's about the beautiful light that you have within. You know, shine that light on others, focus on you, and everything else is going to work itself out.
Okay, so do you see me getting a job soon? Because I had a pretty good interview today, but then I'm thinking when I left there that this man was behind it. I mean, it's just a terrible.
Getting negative thoughts again, hon. You've got to let go of those negative thoughts. You know, that's going to hold you back. You've got to let go of those thoughts.
I just don't know why he's trying to stop me from getting a job and not being able to survive.
Stop focusing on him.
Okay.
Giving him
focus
your
on
power.
You, hon.
Don't even think about him.
No.
And no, if you find yourself thinking about him, switch the thoughts and start expressing gratitude that God is taking care of you.
Do you think I might have gotten this job today? I mean, I have a temporary one that I'm helping out somebody, but it's only going to be, you know, here or there. I mean, if I can get a full-time position, I'll give up the temporary position. But unfortunately, my sister knows where I'll be working, which I'm not. I should never have told them, but I didn't realize that they were doing what they were doing. So I might even
let go of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I feel that this job is there, and it's like it's really close to you. And then you start thinking about your sister and the guy, and that pushes the job away from you. So that's one of the reasons why the angels are telling you to focus on what is for your highest good and to let go of all of that other stuff and those other people. Because focusing on that stuff and those other people actually pushes away the things that you want in your life. You're actually doing yourself harm when you are focusing on your sister or that man. Or anybody in your family, or anybody that you feel has done you wrong. That's why I'm saying don't even go there. If you find yourself thinking that, switch those thoughts and start expressing the gratitude that you have to your Creator for creating your life and for being there to help you. Because when you start doing that, then you start opening up to allowing yourself to receive that help.
And Lena, I'm going to give a lot of good luck around you. So just think about what you're wanting. Stay positive, and it's going to affect the outcome, and it's going to affect, you know, your the job that you're seeking. And I'm getting, you know, Barbara said very close, and I'm getting very soon. Okay, so just only think about what you're wanting. This is your time to shine, hon, okay?
I mean, you said you saw someone coming in to helping me. Was that a man or a woman, someone in my family, or you're not?
I'm
really
not sure. I didn't get the angels were going to give me. So you've got to just start focusing on the positive and allow the universe to help you. You truly deserve to have what you're wanting, okay? And just keep affirming that, you know what, I am fulfilling my highest destiny because you will.
Yeah, I'm most happiest when I'm working and, you know, providing for myself. I don't like being, you know, dependent on anybody. That's not the way. I don't think I was sent here in this life for that.
Okay, then just focus on thanking God for providing you with a job, thanking God for taking care of you, thanking God for providing you with whatever you need, thanking God for loving you, thanking God for making your life better, thanking God for showing you how you can change your thoughts and make your life better, thanking God for whatever it is that you are grateful for in your life. That should be your only focus. That's it. And if anything else pops up, let it go and go back to saying thank you.
Okay.
All right, and they're showing that you can have an absolute amazing day today if you are focusing on what you are grateful for and what you actually prefer to experience. So do that and let your day be amazing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome, Lena.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
Okay, DC, we have completed another show. Yay!
Hey, it was cute.
Yes.
And as you were, you know, finishing up with Lena, I just heard for her, it's only the beginning. She can't imagine how beautiful it's going to be, Barbara.
I know. It feels so incredible. Too bad we can't.
And I don't know why I keep getting songs, but I'm getting a lot of songs. Ginger's just filling my head with songs. I don't know why. So.
I'm going to have to go listen to music after this now.
Yes, PCT. We have to, you know, we've got to definitely listen to that. That was great. And Roar by Katy Perry is hysterical. That's a song that Helena has to listen to every day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is. So I don't know. But like I said, I'm getting all these songs. Ginger must think I need them. But she wants you to sing them. I'll give you the title, Barbara, and you sing them.
I will listen to them. I'm not promising that I will sing them. but I appreciate Ginger's belief in my abilities.
You sang before, and she said you're pretty good. She loves your voice.
My voice is kind of scratchy right now, so I'm not singing.
Okay, we'll
much,
give you a little sing.
Okay. All right, well, that's the end of our show for
Barbara,
today, everybody. Oh, go ahead.
Barbara, you know, Ginger just wants everybody to just think of their special happy place, whether it's a beach, whether it's maybe like a meadow, you know, whatever it is that makes you happy. Just if you can't get there, just, you know, close your eyes and just see it and let your senses come alive with all the sounds and the smells and, the, you know, the taste and the sensations. And allow yourself, you know, you just start, I start to smile and I get like tingly all over. And it's going to help you, you know, even if you just sit there in meditation for like 3-4 minutes thinking about your happy place, it's going to help you to really, you know, connect and bring good things through your day, you know. So she's saying even if you can't go somewhere, you could always go in your mind to that beautiful little happy place. And it helps you to smile and become alive. And I just think now I'm going to take little Callie and we're going to go for a walk in nature. That's what I'm going to do.
Wonderful. Okay. So we'll all go to our happy place.
Yes, learn, grow, and experience, Ginger is saying, you know. You've got to stay present and just feel everything that's around you. So that sounds really new, really, like, really cool. It's a renewal, she's saying, and I agree, Ginger.
Yes, I like that. Okay, well, great.
Yeah.
And then we release everyone to go to their happy place. And if you can't find your happy place, call us tomorrow and get answers to life's questions.
Ginger wants you to sing, come on, Barbara.
She's determined to get me to sing today.
She is.
Ginger. I'll sing after we hang up. I'll sing for myself.
Okay, that works. She'll be right next to you listening. All right.
Okay.
Take care,
bye
everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great day. Bye.